This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel 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 it.
Dealing with this pandemic is not easy for anyone, but it's especially hard on doctors, nurses, and our healthcare workers. We are joined by clinical nurse practitioner Pauline Nxumalo, who will tell us more about how COVID-19 has affected her and how life is on the front lines. Thank you so much, Mum Pauline, for joining us here on the COVID Report. And firstly, how has the period of COVID-19 pandemic affected you as a healthcare worker?
Thank you for having me in this conversation. I appreciate this time of being here. The question, how has it affected me as a healthcare worker? You are a human being, you're a person. Obviously, you receive the news with shock. You are shocked just like everybody else. Wow, what's going on? What's happening? And deny, no, it's not happening. It's not true. You kind of go into a disbelief state until you hear, oh, well, the whole world is going through this. So you can't just deny it for long. And then you start accepting it. You accept, okay, it's here. So what do we do? Oh, my word, what do we do now? And there's a call for duty. And you just want to help. You just want to work. You just want to do what you can do to help the situation. But the problem now is, how do you do it? So, yeah, that's what you go through as a healthcare worker.
And physically and psychologically, how has your well-being tested as a professional healthcare nurse during this time?
Oh, well, physically, as a healthcare professional, it's a stressful era, and it's quite hard on the body. You are fatigued because now the working conditions, obviously, they change. It's not what you used to. It's not the routine you used to. It is taxing on your body. You become tired. You become fatigued. It challenges your physical fitness. It also challenges your medical fitness. I mean, if you've got some medical issues and then here comes this stressful environment, it also affects your medical conditions. So this is where now you make sure, you really make sure that you are complying to whatever medical conditions and requirements you are in, and you make sure that you do the right thing to take care of your physical state. Otherwise, you crash. Yeah, and then psychologically, obviously, it comes with anxiety, with fear, with stress, and, you know, but at the same time, you suppress the emotions because you want to be calm. You want to be the brave one around everyone because, you know, you're supposed to be a professional. But at the same time, it's taxing when you realize, oh, my goodness, I don't know what I'm supposed to be knowing. And not to know when you are expected to have all the answers, it puts you in a state of like helplessness. And sometimes you go like, I also don't know. But then at the same time, the pressure pushes you to just want to learn. And you go to learn fast. You learn fast. You try to get as much information as you can so that you can be of kind of help to people around you and to the profession at large, you know.
Now, Sis Pauline, you've mentioned that your routine changed, the working conditions changed. Please, can you share with our listeners how this happened? What changes have you experienced because of the pandemic?
Okay, so the changes that happens, your routine, it changes. Like now you must start wearing masks. You wear masks from beginning to end of your shift, which is really difficult. And you make sure that, you know, all the protocols that have been set in place, you got to follow them to the last T. Otherwise, you risk getting infected. You risk taking the infection home. You risk infecting other workers as well, you risk infecting even your patients. So cross-infection there. So yeah, that's how things changed in my routine.
And has COVID-19 given you a different perspective as a professional healthcare nurse? And do you still enjoy the work you do, even with all these changes, the new knowledge and the pressure?
Oh, yeah. the different perspective. Yes. I mean, COVID-19 pandemic has kind of highlighted, or it has reminded me and everybody else how important the health sector is, you know. I think somewhere along the line, nursing and healthcare professionals were looked down upon. Truth be told, it got to a point where nurses and doctors and everyone who works in the medical field were looked at as like nothing. You know, but with the COVID-19 pandemic, what's happening now? The nurses are there in the front line. The doctors, every health practitioner, every health worker is right there in the front line. And who are the heroes of the day? Who are the backbones of the day? Who are the frontliners of the day? It's nurses, it's healthcare workers, it's the people that were looked at as kind of nothing today, they are heroes. So that is a different perspective. It's a new one, but it's been there all along. I mean, nurses and healthcare workers, they are the backbone of a society. You know, yeah. And one other thing, the COVID-19 pandemic has helped to highlight, you know, some of the issues, like most of the issues that have been there in the Department of Health, that were never taken seriously, like the resources, the staffing, the training, salary, etc., things like that. I don't even want to go deep into that. But yeah, all of these things, they give you a different perspective, a new one that has been there all this time. But all I can say is that most of the healthcare workers, they've stood this test. They've been there. It showed that healthcare workers, they are called. They are not hired. You know, when you're hired, you quit. You quit anytime. But when you are called, you stay in there. Whatever challenges you face, you stay in there. Enough staff or not enough staff, you stay in there. You know, enough salary or not, you stay. You know, so yes, that's what is going on. And yes, I love my job. It's enjoyable. It's fulfilling. It's my calling. I love it. And I will still stay, you know. Hard as it may be, sometimes it breaks you when you lose patients and all of that, but you have to continue. There's another patient waiting for your help, waiting to be taken care of by you. Yeah, so it's quite an enjoyable, fulfilling job.
Such an important line there, that healthcare workers and nurses are called. They are not just hired. Something that's really going to stick with me and with our listeners. Now, being on the forefront of this pandemic may have fostered some fear, as you have mentioned, and uncertainty of heightened risk of infection. How have you dealt with this uncertainty, and how are you continuing to deal with the possible risk of infection?
Yes, certainly there is a lot of fear. I can't lie. And you fear the risk of infection and the uncertainty of actually what's going on. But the only way to overcome fear is to know what to deal with. So it's very important to get as much information and knowledge as possible. This thing is here and it's going to be here. We don't know for how long. So get a lot of information, and know how to deal with it. We've got people that are dedicated to researching and giving us, you know, feedback step by step. I mean, we've got people like Dr. Zweli, we've got people like Professor Karim, who are doing a great job, you know, infectious disease specialists. They keep us updated. You know, each time they discover something, they update us. And you have to keep up with those updates so that you can be able to kind of do the right thing and do things that you're supposed to be doing so that you minimize the risk of infection. And you are bold, you are brave to go on and face this thing. You know, an enemy you don't know is the enemy that will defeat you. But an enemy that you know, I think definitely you can defeat it. So that's that. You have to know as much as you can.
And with knowing as much as you can and all the fantastic knowledge that has been shared, how are you making sure your family is safe? What have you done to ensure that your family isn't infected?
That's a tough one. Hey, you go to work and you come back at the end of the day and you're thinking, oh my word, am I full of COVID all over my body? What do I do when I get home? Yeah, but the first thing I did when I walk through the house or when I walk in the house, I just take off all my clothes, put them in the washing machine or, you know, in the bath, whatever. And then I go into the shower, take a shower, make sure nobody touches me until I've had a bath and a shower and I've had a change of clothes. And then after that, you can come out. Hi, everybody. But yeah, you minimize as much interaction as possible. No hugging, no kissing, you know. Yeah, stuff like that. But then this is like now over and above the usual basic hygiene things which you have to practice. You know, we all know that hand washing is very important, and then sanitize all over the place, door handles, phones, constantly. You know, this is something you need to keep on teaching your family to do. And then it's a continuous process. And then you limit as much as possible interaction with family. Family that are not staying with me, I do not visit. They stay where they are, I stay where I am. And then above all, you reinforce the healthy diet and then exercise. We exercise in the house before there was easing of lockdowns. We will do like walking right inside the house, walking in the yard and all of that. Groceries, when you come back from grocery shopping, you sanitize, you clean everything that can be cleaned, you know. And but above all, you try and keep a happy family, happy environment, stress-free environment, a love family, care for them. Find out how are you, because it's very important, you know, a good state of mind. It's another weapon to fight any kind of infection in the body. So you try as much as possible to be happy in the family. Love each other, care for each other, laugh at things, laugh at mistakes, laugh at whatever. And yeah, life goes on with the virus around us. But yeah, we just have to keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on. And this is something that clearly has been adopted in our move to level 2 lockdown. How has the easing of lockdown restrictions affected your work and the patients or cases that you are dealing with during this pandemic? Has anything changed with the levels?
Definitely there is some effect there, because now we're starting to see more and more patients starting to come out and honoring their appointments, because before they would miss their appointments because they are scared to come out or they are scared to catch the infection out there, or they've been locked in, they can't move around. So recently we're starting to see more and more people coming out and honoring their appointments and attending to their health needs. Yeah, that have been left for a very long time because now they were afraid to come out. Yeah, stuff like that. But negatively as well, we see that the easing of lockdown come with problems such as now the safety measures are starting to be relaxed by people. Masks are forgotten at home or in the car or in the pocket or in the bags, or they're badly worn under the chin or on the forehead, or the virus is not dead, it's still very much alive. It's just the lockdown has been eased. It doesn't mean that the virus is gone. So this is the challenge we are now facing. People will walk in. As they walk in, they just take off their mask in the consulting room. Why do you take off your mask? They don't even know how to explain it. So you have to keep on again, reinforce. Please wear your mask properly. Doesn't help to wear a mask badly because it won't protect you. So yeah, it comes with all of those challenges. We still have to keep on reinforcing, the wearing of masks and the hand sanitizing and the washing of hands, social distancing. Now people can just group together and don't even, you can see that they don't worry about anything. So yeah, that's what has come along with the easing of the lockdown.
And lastly, since the beginning of the lockdown, what are some notable challenges or changes you experienced as a clinical nurse practitioner?
The changes that we experienced as a clinical nurse practitioner. Yeah, since the lockdown started, it's as a person, firstly, you your life changes. You can't go where you want to go. You can be with family. You can attend functions. You can walk around without feeling fear. And then now at work, you look at anyone who walks into your room or to your consulting room, into your workspace. Everyone is a suspect, from your colleague to the patient who walks through, and it becomes a problem, And then now you've got to wear a mask, and they've got to wear masks. Now, how do you communicate? How do you show non-verbal communication? So you've learned to smile with your eyes, to smile with your eyes. But yeah, basically, it's been tough because now, when people walk in, you wonder, what are you doing here? You're supposed to stay indoors, but then you think, oh, by the way, they are not well. They need to be helped. It's not only COVID in this world. There are other health challenges as well that people are faced with. So you got to try and help them as much as possible, And you realize the people are scared, and they ask you, am I having COVID? Am I sick from COVID-19? And you're like, I really don't know. This is where I've learned from Professor Karim. Sometimes he will say, I don't know. And I will also say, I don't know. But the only way to find out is just to check. And then, yeah, it's been quite very challenging, but adaptation is key. We had to adapt, and we had to adapt quickly, and we had to learn the new normal of living, wearing masks, smiling with your eyes, and new handshake, stuff like that. Yeah, but It has been a very challenging era, but an era that brought us back to basics of hygiene, basics of nutrition, basics of care, basics of exercise, basics of loving each other, loving one another, and loving ourselves. And above all, smiling with our eyes.
Smiling with our eyes. That is clinical nurse practitioner Pauline Mumalo sharing with us how COVID-19 has changed her work and being incredibly delightful during these uncertain times. Thank you so much, Sis Pauline, for joining us here on the COVID Report.
It really is my pleasure. And thank you for having me. And thank you to the listeners. It's been a pleasure speaking to you and sharing my experience through this journey of being a clinical nurse practitioner during the era of COVID-19. Thank you so much for having me. And may you be blessed and keep on keeping safe. And I wish you and your family and everyone listening to be safe.
Now, healthcare workers involved in the response to the COVID-19 pandemic are often required to work in highly challenging conditions and may therefore be at an increased risk of experiencing mental health problems and exposed to trauma and/or face moral dilemmas relating to challenges in the delivery of high-quality care. Now, we are joined by Samantha Mangwani, a second-year medical intern doctor, to share what her experience has been like on the front lines. Thank you so much, Samantha, for joining us here on the COVID Report. And firstly, has COVID-19 given you a different perspective as a medical doctor?
Thank you, Sipesihle. Actually, it hasn't. If anything, it has just highlighted the reality of the health system and the cracks and the lack of resources that our health system has. So it has just highlighted everything and has proven how the health system is not efficient in treating patients efficiently and adequately.
Now, a bit more on that answer. Do you enjoy the work you do, and what insufficiencies have you noticed in the health sector?
I mostly do enjoy them. I do enjoy my work. I enjoy my patient interactions. I enjoy seeing the reward when someone comes in quite sick and then after a week or so they have recovered. So I do enjoy those aspects. But in terms of like inefficiencies, I'm referring to resources in the form of human resources. So we are lacking in healthcare professionals, not only medical doctors but nurses as well. There's a huge diversity in the healthcare system when it comes to the professional sector. So that also includes audiologists, speech therapists. I think in our hospital, we only have about 4 physiotherapists for the whole hospital. And we only have 1 psychologist. The psychologist leaves work at around 7 every day. So, like I said, COVID-19 hasn't shown me a different perspective, but it has just emphasized on what is already, how our health system is already struggling. So those are the areas that I'm referring to.
And speaking a bit more on COVID-19 itself, do you feel that you were ready to face such unusual situations like this pandemic, and that your training equipped you? And do you feel that your hospitals were ready for such a pandemic?
Definitely not. I wouldn't lie. I think as every healthcare professional, we are taught about pandemics, but current pandemics. So we are taught on how to deal with hypertension, with diabetes, your obesities, HIV and TB. So things that have, like, there has been studies about them already. But in terms of COVID-19, because it's changing every day. Every day there were new protocols being released. And obviously everyone was quite anxious about the infectious rate of COVID-19. So we weren't really trained. We did have an opportunity to have a training session, but it wasn't compulsory. You only went there if you thought you needed to go there. So we were not ready. And I think most hospitals can agree to this, that we were not ready for this. We were not ready for the burden that was coming to us.
And how have you, as a medical intern, a doctor-to-be, survived this pandemic? And how has the pandemic affected you? How have you been emotionally, mentally, and what have you been going through?
So I was quite anxious. I was anxious because of what I had already mentioned previously about us lacking resources and how we would be able to cope. I was anxious that we would feel overburdened. We would feel we would eventually get burnt out. But I think when push comes to shove, you just do what you have to do. So it was quite tiring. I think now we have reached the peak, and now the amount of cases per day are definitely declining. But yeah, those the days when it was quite high numbers per day, it was quite hectic. Emotionally, you're just anxious all the time, and you have to be things that you didn't think about. Like obviously, you wash your hands, you sanitize, but now you have to make sure that every part of your hand is sanitized. You have to make sure that your phone is properly sanitized, your pen is properly sanitized, your stethoscope. So it's quite an anxious environment, and quite there's a lot of tension. I was just quite scared and quite anxious all the time. I think now I'm better because of the numbers, obviously. Yeah.
Briefly, you touched on the lack of human resources when we came into this pandemic. An adequate level of staffing is crucial to maintain patient care during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, and you can attest to that. And a lot of your colleagues probably got infected or quarantined. How did this affect the daily runnings and the environment and the hours you worked during the pandemic?
So I'm a junior doctor. And how it works at our hospital and most hospitals is there are the jobs for interns. Interns do a certain amount of work, a limited amount of work, and more hectic work or professional work is done by the seniors. In terms of people in my age group or in my level of work, so that the interns that I was working with, we didn't have a lot of people that were sick. But I remember when COVID had just started, I was doing a surgery block then, and there was one of the interns had tested positive for COVID, and then now they had to ask all her contacts. This was about 9 interns that were self-isolating. And this was during the early days of coronavirus. So obviously everyone was scared, and yeah, so everyone's anxiety levels were quite high. So then we had to, as interns, we had to obviously pick up in those areas that those interns that were self-isolating, we had to do that work. And that meant that we left a bit later than what we usually would do. And Yeah, obviously, at the end of the day, you're quite tired and you have to come back the next day because there's still patients that you need to take care of. And yeah, you still have a job. So yeah, that's how it affected us, how it affected me. So we just had to push, actually. And we are still pushing. It almost feels like there isn't much we can do but to go to work. Like, we don't have an option, if that makes sense.
Patients have to be seen. And that actually leads me to my next question. Where are we now in the fight for the pandemic? Has your environment changed? Are things easing and going back to normal? Many have argued with level 2, it's the closest to normal we'll get. How is it for you on the front lines? Have things changed?
I would say yes and no. Yes, in terms of the coronavirus cases are going down, like I previously mentioned, and like everyone knows, when you listen to the news, the cases are less and people that are dying from it are becoming less. But I think because of the alcohol ban, and well, it has been lifted, but we all know that until Thursday, that's the only time, like until Monday until Thursday, you can only buy alcohol. But so I think people like are scared of our president putting the ban up again. We literally do have more trauma related cases than before, even before coronavirus. I think people don't understand, and a lot of people say that doctors are being lazy. They want the alcohol ban to be lifted, but yeah, people are quite irresponsible when it comes to alcohol, and you know, cases. Yeah, you just see a lot of alcohol-related cases where this could be prevented. And there are more of those cases, even though previously we were dealing with those cases, but now it is more. I think it's because people just want to drink or they just want to consume as much alcohol as possible, or like buy as much alcohol as possible in case our president puts the ban up again. So it's just very intense times for everyone, you know. Yeah.
Very intense times indeed, especially for you on the front line. And one of the key roles you have mentioned is that caring for patients needs a lot during a pandemic, and it creates an increased risk of infection, which in turn contends with the risk of infecting your family. What measures do you take to make sure you don't get infected? And more importantly, or even on the same level, how your family doesn't get infected?
So in terms of me not getting infected, I would say that, like I mentioned before, like you are, I'm quite careful at work. So I'm very cautious when it comes to sanitizing everything of mine. So my stethoscope is, before I leave work, I always sanitize it. I wash my hands more regularly in between patients. I sanitize as well. And everything I use, so my pen, my clipboard, that I sanitize. My phone as well, I sanitize it. And I make sure that when I get home, I immediately undress and then, if possible, go and take a shower. And in terms of preventing infection from family members, I have socially distanced from them. So until obviously now, when the president did say we can visit our family members, because you, at the end of the day, it's quite a tricky situation. You need the support, you know, you need support, but you also are scared to infect your family members, because some of your family members have comorbidities. So you're scared, and especially working in a high-risk environment, you're scared that what if I'm carrying it and I'm asymptomatic? I'm lucky I haven't tested positive, but, you know, before I had even tested, I was quite worried. Like, what if I go there and go see my mom, go see my sisters, and I'm carrying it and I give it to them? And I don't know. So I had been socially distancing until recently.
Now, earlier on you had mentioned the stress that the alcohol ban being lifted has put on the system and in treating patients. What additional stresses have you experienced during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Luckily, not much, eh? So besides stresses about resources, human resources, and just material resources, and being burnt out, I haven't had much of stresses, and I think it's because I've had quite a good support system around me. I, even though I was anxious most of the times, I had adapted a mentality of taking it a day at a time, you know, and yeah. So I wouldn't say I had more stresses, unfortunately.
And lastly, Samantha, before I let you go, with how the pandemic has affected people, did you have to make any distressing or difficult ethical decisions during this pandemic?
Yes. Like I said earlier on, I'm a junior doctor, so I I'm quite protected in the hospital that I'm working at. It's an academic hospital, so it's quite protective of its junior doctors. But I've seen how my seniors had to make decisions about beds. In government, there are always limited amounts of beds. There was a time when one of the COVID wards were quite full and they had to make decisions about whether someone would go to the ward or not. And also turning patients away, unfortunately, if they're not in that catchment area. That was unfortunate times, and it's still happening. But then if they accept patients that are not in that catchment area, then what happens to patients that are in that catchment area, you know? So it's unfortunate, but it had to happen, obviously.
That was Samantha Mangwani, a second-year medical intern doctor, sharing with us her experience on the front line and what dilemmas have come across her. Before that, we were joined by clinical nurse practitioner Pauline Mumalo, sharing with us how the front line has been like for her and what her exposure has been like.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1 or stream via www.vofm.co.za.